How do you grow? How do you succeed in ministry? You got to make it plain. You got to make sure. And you people got to be able to read what's there and help and know what's being done, know what needs to be done, and help get it done. Amen. But let's get back to this one. We get to that later because I want some things the Lord gave me to say tonight. Let me finish this up. He said, let me finish this statement. He says, the reason why you want to write the vision down so that you can go back and read it, talk to it, speak the living word to it, so that it come alive and live and get the moving towards you. Did you get it? Why are you speaking the word? Because see, at first, it ain't doing nothing. But you speak the word to it, it'll what? Live. It'll come alive. Live. And once it come alive and live, it start coming towards you. And you going toward it. Hallelujah. And see, because see, you got all these thoughts, all these thoughts of doubt, unbelief, and naysayers and everything around you telling you in the mind, in the flesh, and that you that's too much, or that's you can't do that, you can't do that. You ever been there? Well, then that's why you want to write it down and talk to it. Amen. And you see healing, listen now, you see healing won't come alive in your body until you start speaking the living word of God to it. Those of you that have been healed before, didn't you have some opposition before you got your healing? When there's some pain there, some fear showed up, some doubt showed up. Am I right? Unbelief, doubt, opposition. And even some folks showed up. You mean to tell me you got what? You know they said. Huh? But you got to talk the word to it. Say, body. Body, do you realize you are healed? Do you realize that you're going to live long? Do you realize you are strong? Because what are you doing? I'm talking to it. The word of God is a living thing. It's alive. So I speak the word of God to it rather than, oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, when you start talking like that, Your body can't respond to healing. It responds to the fear. It responds to the sickness. And that sickness will remain. So now watch this. So you see, healing won't come alive in your body until you speak the living word of God to it. Mark, Jesus said in Mark 11, 23 and 4. See, Jesus just wasn't talking. He knew what he was saying. Because he said, and John wrote, Jesus was God's word manifest in flesh. He is the word of God manifest in flesh. He is the living word of God. And he said out of his own mouth, the Lord God said out of his own mouth, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Then when Jesus finished on this earth, Peter wrote, said who his own self, what? Bear our sin where? In his own body, listen to it, on a tree. That we being dead to sin. That means sin not active, sin not alive in me anymore. I'm dead to it, and by who and alive unto righteousness, and by whose stripe you were healed, and the body don't know it until you tell it. Right. And once you get faith in your heart and tell your body, this is the vision that I have. You live long. You live strong. You live healthy. You are active. You are full of energy. You go where I tell you to go, and you do what I tell you to do. Because this is the vision that I have, that I'm in this earth to live and to succeed and win and overcome and triumph. And when opposition come, try to tell me different, I said, no, no, no. I already got the vision set before me. I got the goal set. And that goal I set, I'm going toward it, and it's coming towards me. And so I live long. I live strong. I live a healthy life. Amen? Amen. And so Jesus said in Mark 11:23, which you heard numerous of times, but it's a truth that tells us who God is, what we can do, how we can succeed. Jesus showed it to his disciple. It's written for our benefit, so we can take the same word, and it works today because it is what? The living word of God. It will never change. All right. So he said, verily I say unto you that whosoever, that mean you, that mean me, we are whosoever, shall say. Why do I say? Because I'm convinced. I'm convinced. I'm fully persuaded. I say this. If I'm not fully persuaded, I do what? I feed on it. I meditate on it. But I say, and Jesus is telling us, a person who is fully convinced will say to this mountain, say to this thing that's in my way, move. And it will move out of your way. Hallelujah. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. In his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So we need to get these promises in our heart. The word. Jesus is the living word. And then get them in our mouth. Well, in our hearts, in our mouth. Romans 10:8 says, but what says it? Are you able to follow me? Romans 10:8. I think they're working on it. But what says it? What does it say? What is recorded? What says it? The word is where? I watched it. The word is nigh thee where? Even in our mouth and in our heart, that is what?
The word of faith.
The word of faith, the created power of the word. Faith releases the power to create what you say. Say it again. That's why it is called the word of faith, because it has created power. It brings to pass what is said. Hallelujah. And so it says, the word of faith. He said, even in our mouth and our heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. That if, listen to this now, that if thou shalt do what? Confess or say with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall do what? Believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let me see the hands of everybody, anybody in here believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Anybody in the house believe that God raised Jesus? Did you hear what that word said? If you will say this with your mouth and believe it with your heart, he said thou might be saved. Might be. Possibility. Thou shall be saved. I'm saying this because I got a point I'm driving toward.